giving them both a reward, but I try to make it a contest, and they go out there and they pick up all that stuff. But I just, it's unbelievable the amount of twigs that keep coming down and, you know, precious tree branches. I keep the big ones up, and I've got a pile out there that I got to get rid of. So I meant last year to go to the,
open bed, stake bed crawl trailer. My wife's
Outback is now set up for it. I
got to do that. Just you don't have to be too fancy. They want you to cut it to a certain length to put.
Size cartridges. So these are XLs, and they're good for 2,300 pages, so I'll probably never need any more ink for this printer, as long as it doesn't screw up. That's all I have here this morning, and I didn't even look at the futures this morning, but I'm assuming the market's already down. WM2Z, W2RB.
It's up over 1,000 points on it.
W2RB earlier. WM2Z. They said the market was going to pop up a little bit today. They were killed yesterday. Holy mackerel. Let's see. I got on my list of the ink. I think what I'm going to do is take the cartridge out. I have to go to Costco one of these days anyway, and I'll bring it down. I'll try it and see how that works to get that one refilled before I could go find the box that has my spare cartridges and then and retrieve the ones that I have. On the laser printer, I have a HP laser printer here as well, Rick, and it's, again, like you said, it's about 15 years old. And I think I've only put maybe two cartridges in it. I have a spare one that's also packed, and it's over the shed. And the recently I noticed that when I printed out my income tax stuff, which, by the way, I mailed yesterday, I got a pop-up notice that said it has less than 700 pages to go. I don't print out much stuff, so the cartridge lasts a very, very long time. That works out well. And you're right about the rebuilding them. When I was doing my consulting stuff at the Scrabble office, they had a laser printer there that started acting up and doing crazy things. And they just decided they were just going to buy a new one. So I said, I'll take the old one. And I did, and I rebuilt it. And I sold it. And I did the same thing that you talked about. I went online and I bought the rollers and the whatever else. It was a whole kit. And, carefully take it all apart and put it all back together. It worked great. And I got a good price for it. And they were just going to throw it away. Rich, you said $1.86. I bought gas for $1.81.9. So there's $1.82, right, basically. And now I saw on the news last night, stations are selling gas around here for $1.77. So and they said that the lower gas prices is not necessarily a good thing, because it's going to end up affecting a lot of other things. The oil companies, and I own an oil company stock that's way down. And they'll be laying off people, and just the whole situation is not very good. And that was all. It's a price war going on between the Saudis and the Russians that caused that. Anyway, not a really good time to be selling a house. I think there's a lot of unrest, and I'm beginning to wonder how this is all going to play out for us. Anyway, we'll keep the faith, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. W1ZC, W12Z, 73-0.
Okay, Warren, very good.
Very interesting, very interesting. Yeah, I certainly hope the sales go well.
Well, it's a psychological thing,
and it affects different people in different ways.
All right. Thank you, Rich, for the information on Saul. We'll watch for your email. That's great. So thank you for that. And just a quick comment on voting. Here we're going to have our little local elections. And I heard on NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, that most of the towns are going to be supplying virgin pencils for each voter when you go to the booth. And some even suggested bring your own pencil or pen.
You know, the old trick with the voting booth, the paper with the paper ballots, is you go in there and there's a pencil already sharpened and tied on to a string, which is thumbtacked to the voting booth rail. So, they're pretty sharp that they're right on top of that. They're going to eliminate the reusing the same pencil. And you know, everybody gets that between their fingers. You know how that works, Bill. Good suggestion, by the way. So, yeah, we're pretty much up to keeping super clean here. All right, that's all I've got. And been an interesting morning. And we'll see if we can't keep better notes here.
And Herbie, good luck tomorrow. Sounds like just day surgery, and you'll be home tomorrow night, and everything will. You might be a little sore. Who knows? But you'll get through it. That's for sure. It's a good thing. So
there you are. And interesting, all the printers. You know, 99% of our printing here is black and white, and I have no need for color here, to be honest with you. So, not to worry.
Thank you, folks. 73s. This is Dick live from Mason, New Hampshire this morning. And good luck to Disney with all the moves of Disney Broadcasting, anyway, moving to Texas, Rich. Wow. That's going to be a big job. My heavens.
Well, I'm sure they'll pre-build everything and pre-stage everything, so the move will be almost overnight for those performers that may have to move. I wonder if even if all the performers are going to go. Of course they would.
I don't know when it's scheduled to become hot, be active online, but... That's a major undertaking.
Well, you got a new head of Disney now, and
yeah, I'd buy some Disney stock. I've heard some very good things about it, and the future looks good. So be worth a sniff around again when the price gets low enough.
But you know, yeah, waiting for it to go lower, it may never happen. All of a sudden, the price will go back up again, and they'll say, gee, I should have bought then, right? I should have sold then, right?
73s, let's see, George is gone. Bill, N2SFT, your pleasure. W1ZC, see you tomorrow.
W1ZC, N2SFT, very good. The laser jet printer that I have here is a black and white printer, and it's P1102, and it's an HP. And knock wood, it works pretty well. But I don't print a lot, you know. I'm on my second cartridge. I mean, the first cartridge was a trial cartridge or whatever. It's reduced, but the next one I bought, I don't remember what I paid for it, but I bought it on sale someplace, and it's working well, knock wood. Anyway, okay, and good luck, Herb. Good luck tomorrow on your procedure, and I guess you'll have to sit on a wheelbarrow tire for a while. Oh, my word. Anyway, too much information. Okay, best of 73, everybody. Have a good day. Take care. And get some work done this morning because I think it's going to rain. And the sun is gone here, so it's cloudy. So, KC2FD, this is N2SFT. Best of 73, everybody. Have a good day. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Bye-bye.
Okay, 73 Bill, and 73 to everyone else. Talk to you tomorrow morning. That's about all I have for today. And Bob, nice pictures on the wood. So get some good exercise there, and good luck with the vehicle updates there. Have a good day, all. W2OHM, KC2FD. I guess it's over to you, Steve, if you're still there.
WAKFJ, K to OMA, W8SMK. This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Kilowatt. Fairmont Hotel Papa in Hartville, Ohio, trying to get a new frequency up here. So, guys, if you're around this morning, give me a call. WAKHP in Hartville, Ohio.
KA2ECA W3BV.
Is this frequency in use?
It is, yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Morning, Alan. KB2VNT.
KB2 who?
Really? KB2 who? Okay, I'll remember that one now.
I had the gain turned down. Sorry about that, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like that. KB2 who?
KB2 who? What? Where?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's early in the morning. I don't think we have enough time to engage in self-diagnosis here.
I like self-diagnosing. It's fun.
I'm schizophrenic, and so am I.
As long as you know it, it's a good thing.
Yep. Anyway, Bill was in here and took a step away, and somebody else started a roll call here. I didn't realize this was net frequency.
Oh, these things happen. I don't know where Chip went.
Yeah, you know, Chip was in here as well. Chip, are you still here? What's new and exciting?
I'm defying my government by seeing my dentist today and having face-to-face contact.
There you go. I've got a
frequency was in use.
I have a dental appointment coming up here in a few weeks too, and I thought about that. Of course, they always wear a mask anyway when they're working on you.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now I'm getting pushed. Now I'm getting told get out of the seat. Now I'm getting locked. I gotta go, Alan. Gave you new BND.
Okay, Jen. Well, you take care.
That's good.
KB2 who?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? KB2CA.
Oh, I see. Well, let's see here. Trump's campaign is funneling money to Eric Trump's wife and Don Jr.'s girlfriend, it says. They're funneling the money through Brad Parscale's private company. So they're paying, they're on the, well...
Damn line, my mother,
I can't think of anything else, but everything's fine, Carl. So we're doing good and enjoying life. It's just been great. Finally getting most of the snow and ice is gone now. Just a few piles left over where the driveway plow guy pushed up against the wall, and it's got to melt a bit more. But great to hear you this morning, too. And when I can remember, I get in the afternoons. I hear you often there in the afternoons, too, chatting with all the guys on 15. Sim trees, Carl. Got to run, too. QEG, W1ZC. Diddly da dee da.
Very good, Dick. All right. Three dits and two da's. Two da's and three dits. That makes it easier. Anywho, what was I going to say to you here real quick? Yeah, listen, we had a 71 temperature yesterday here in Jersey. I was out there on my knees on a nice pad and kneeling on a nice pad and taking care of the little landscape pavers, let me call them, okay? over the years, they kind of leaned a little bit, so I had to reset them. So I just felt so good of getting out there doing something, you know. I was worked up a sweat, 71 degrees, Dick. So there you go. It's 55 now, I think, here. But overcast, and the sun looked like it was going to peak out, but that's not going to happen. Anyway, all right, with that, you keep smiling. So what is it, three dits and two da's and two da's and three dits, something like that. 73W2QEG.
Yeah, that's right. SK. Diddle dee da. Diddle dee did. It. Why? I don't know. Oh my goodness! I sound like Dan K1BXC. All right. See you later, Carl. Great. Say hello. Maybe we'll say hello in the afternoon. W1ZC. It was gorgeous here too yesterday. Got a lot done outdoors. 73s.
Very good. By the way, that sounds like my CW. That's why I don't do it.
You still know it. It's like riding a bicycle. You never forget.
Can't hear it, though, Dick, with my hearing situation, with the tinnitus. The tones are gone. All right. Keep smiling. 73W2QEG.
Roger. Understand.
Makes it very easy to experiment. I can sort of look out the window here. We have a back splitter house, so the antenna is right behind the sliding glass door here in the shack. So I look over and go, yep, it's moving. It's sort of fun to watch all the automation work.
Oh, very good, very good. I better got into that because my background in computing, I really never got interested in that sort of stuff. But that's I got into SC8 about a month and a half ago, so I'm almost tired of that.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you, but I tend to use it for weak signal stuff on 2 meters, 6 meters, and 160, and I really don't use it on the bands in between. Oh, no, I do it on 60 meters.
I'm actually looking at another one right now.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, you can never have too many.
Well, it's a solid-state home built with one of those, with a pair of those PLF 188s in it. 6 watts in, about 2700L.
Holy crap. Now, that's a lot of gain, isn't it?
Well, it uses those low-drive MOSFETs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's a lot of output for a very, very little drive. That's better than a Commander.
Yeah, 15 watts is max input.
I can imagine.
I was listening to a guy mobile yesterday, and on 20 meters, GR57DX, and he was running 1500 watts, but his antenna array, he probably had a rotatable tower. I think he had five elements on five over four or something like that. So in other words, five element Yagis stopped four of them. And I had no trouble hearing him in the mobile.
God, no, no kidding. Something like that. That's a overkill as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if you're gonna run big beams, monoband beams, for a particular band, just a four element is more than enough.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Well, and it's very expensive too. I mean, probably the money's dumped into that.
So whatever.
The Giver GI0AIJ. I haven't heard him for quite a while, but he always had a pretty commanding signal, and it was always fun listening to him too. He's quite the character. Anyway, have you ever Googled the world's biggest step IR installation?
No.
I had the email. I think I still might have it. Rick V3 Papa Papa sent it to me, and I've seen it before on the internet. Yeah, I just Googled that once. The world's biggest step IR installation. That's like three over three on either side of this tower. And I'm not sure. I think he was going to put something in the middle too, but phenomenal installation. Huge. I mean, good Lord. Guy must have money coming out of his arse.
Oh, yeah. Those step IRs are not cheap.
No, there's like six of them, three on either side, stacked. And six control boxes put in his shack. His shack doesn't look like nothing special, but wow, what a hole they had to dig.
Now, you have a two-element step IR, don't you?
No, three. One of the original three-element.
And how do you like that?
I love it.
Really?
It's, touch wood, it's never given me a lick of trouble. I like it. It's, you know, you've got 20-6 continuous, all points in between. It's a mono band on every frequency, not little on every band. And, you know, the 180-degree reverse feature, just push the button, it's the other way. Or a mono bander. And, I love it, Jim. No tuner required. You can run incredible amounts of power into it if you want to, because, you know, it's always running at a flat SWR.
Now, my concern with that antenna, and I guess you don't have that up here, do you?
Yeah, it's up. It's up about 56 feet.
Oh, you have it up here?
Oh, yeah, it's up. Yeah, it's up on the tower. It's up and operational.
And, okay. I'd be worried about those motors freezing up in the winter.
Never happened. Never happened. It, even when I had it on the farm, we had some pretty cold, frigid nights. The only problem I have is my rotator is a little reluctant to turn when it's that cold. But, no, I've never had an issue with it.
Awesome. For some reason, I thought you only had a two-element.
No, three-element with the 6-meter parasitic element attached. That was an option. And, I've got 6-meter maybe a handful of times. But, no, it's one of the original three elements. I think I bought, when did I buy that now? In 2000 and, gosh, when did I buy that? 2003? The company was just maybe 2 or 3 years old when I bought mine. I took a chance, and I obviously got one of the original ones. When I called Stepper for some cabling and stuff, before I put it up here at this location, I had it in the shack here. Not the elements, of course, just the boom. And I did all the wiring harnesses over again, just because they do get UV cracked after being up there for 11 or 12 years. And, you know, I was going to put it back up again. I was going to redo all the wiring and stuff. And so I phoned Stepper, and they couldn't believe it. I still had one of the original three element Steppers. Of course, you know, they're always changing, always evolving with new stuff. So, and I painted the fiberglass poles and all that stuff, put new rubber boots on, that type of thing, and put it back up there. So, no, it's performing just like it should. I find here, though, it's a little different. I'm surrounded by, you know, trees and such, and we're on the farm. It was, you know, in the clear, and it was up 65 feet. I didn't put it up as high here. Took an 8-foot section off the tower. But I find here it's a little different. You know, it's wet outside. The trees are all wet. The SWR is a little different. But, you know, you can adjust for that up and down. Shorten it, the whole thing. And it's not a problem. But it is a little different here just because of the surroundings.
Yeah, your settings on the control box might be off just ever so slightly. But like you say, you can move that beryllium in and out and bring that down. That's like having a giant screwdriver flat side in here.
It is. It's like having six screwdriver antennas. Or at least three, anyway.
You know,
That's an experiment that I always wanted to try, too.
Take one of those giant screwdrivers.
Yeah, I imagine it would work.
Mount it on a pole. Put it up about 55, 60 feet in the air. Straight up, vertical, the way it's supposed to be. Make a metal ring around the bottom so you could attach radials to it. And then bring four radials at 120 feet long off of it on a 45 degree angle.
Yeah, I'm sure that would work just fine. I'm still very impressed with my Tar Heel screwdriver antenna on the bumper of the truck. Man, that thing works pretty good.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you try to plug in 145-490?
No, I haven't.
Well, you got to try that. See if you can hit the Perry Sound repeater. You may not be able to from Paint Lake.
145-590?
No, 145-490.
Yeah, tell them.
Shoot, I don't have the radio. Same as MUS 157.3.
Okay, yeah, I'll try that. I haven't done that yet.
What do you got? Just a vertical?
Yeah, just the diamond VHF UHF, the 18 foot long vertical. It's on the very tippy top, and that's all I got.
And what in wattage?
Well, I use a 7,000 here in the shock, so what does that put out on VHF? Maybe 50 watts.
Okay, that might be enough. You got to try it, though, and see if you can hit it. I'm on that repeater system every morning because we're working over in Hammer Bay. And that repeater is quite active during the day, believe it or not.
And that's very tough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they usually link that one with MUS on Monday nights, don't they?
They might, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. They link a few of them, but I always hear the net controller ask for check-ins from Perry Sound or from that reason. I'm sure it's linked with MUS every Monday night. They do their net, so yeah. All right, I'll plug that into the 7,000, which. Sometimes I will have to get the book out again because I never remember how to do it. You know, don't do it enough. So, and I'll give it a try. I know I can get into Barry, no problem with this antenna. With the heights on the and the power level, not strong, but I am able to get into Barry.
What do you get Barry to come back at you as?
Not very strong. I don't know if you remember the 7,000. Not very good as far as receive sensitivity on VHF and UHF. Usually you got to run the preamp. And even then, it doesn't really give you, the sensitivity is quite low on VHF, UHF, and 7,000. So even with a preamp on, I think I get maybe S2 or something coming back. But reports are, not full quieting, but a little scratchiness, but acceptable.
Yeah, long enough, good enough to carry on a conversation with a little bacon frying going in the background. That's not too bad. I can sit in my truck with that 5/8 Wilson mag mount on the roof, and I can get Barry to come back at S7.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty good in the truck. Of course, you got that big icon in there. But that was what, about 75 watts?
Yeah, 70 or 80, somewhere around in there.
Yeah, anyway, all right, well, I'll try plugging that in and seeing what I can do and get into the Perry Sound repeater there. Very good. Well, thanks for that info. Anyway, so I've got to get out of here. Jim, my breakfast has been called, so I got to head upstairs. But hey, thanks for the chat. Thanks for taking me down to bed.
Well, I wanted to address your audio because I know you like to sound good. And Rick and I got ourselves in some serious trouble the other day. We're working on 57, and we really pissed off the group on Ontars. In fact, Jack JB won't ever talk to either one of us again. That's a great loss. But
Yeah, so I didn't want to tell you your audio sucked on Hunters. I wanted to bring you down and tell you.
Well, you could have told me there. No one would have paid attention anyway, or no one would have understood. Oh, it sounds good to me.
Oh, I missed it. Damn it. When was that? When you and Rick were up? The other morning. I guess it was Sunday morning. Now, contesters were on 54, they were on 56, they were on 53, and they were on 57, and there were some other guys that were using 55 first, and those guys just came in there and blew up and just started firing up and running like the net belongs to the frequency or whatever. So I lost my shit.
I got permission. The net must go on. The show must go on.
Yep. And then I got accused of being an alcoholic, a drug addict, and I'm off my meds.
Oh my God. You're probably the straightest person around.
Well, I'm not an angel by any stretch of the imagination, that's for damn sure. But, yeah, Rick and I got ourselves in some trouble, but hey, we don't care.
Yeah, and Mike, YF, I haven't heard him for a long time. Him and I exchanged some emails for a while, and I should actually, but he was so fed up with the net, that one in particular, of course, like we all are. Even the sandbox, and he says, you know what, I'm going away from this, so I'm going to go off and do other things. So I said, yeah, you know what, I don't blame you.
Yeah, he's playing a lot of FT8 right now. I mean, he just got into it a little while ago. Rick got him into it, I guess. And he just posted the other day on Facebook that he's worked 157 countries on FT8 already.
Holy jeez, yeah. I think he's probably worked all of them on, I know he's got a lot of awards. RTTY, CW, Foam, all the bands, all the awards you could possibly get.
Yeah, he does well, that's for sure. He's right into it. But there you go. All right, you're on your way out there, Denny, and we'll catch you a little later on if the good Lord's willing, I guess.
Yeah, and the creek don't rise. All right, Jim. Yep. Thanks for the shot. Thanks for taking me down. You and Pat have a nice, wonderful, warm and dry day. Talk to you later. BA3ZW. BA3OZ.
Okay, and now you actually do sound good. We'll see you later. BA3ZW.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
I'm out there. 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 116 meter antenna, trying a few things.
So here's that, and that is that. Let's see. As far as I know, it goes back to M1TJ.
It could go to Ron.
Who, me? Is it mine?
Are there any other Ron?
Ron sent it to me.
All right, George, very good. Anyway, not too much excitement going on the VHF bands. I did work Andy this morning, W8ANS. He was the only DX. We did a little better yesterday with a couple more. K2CKA down in FM06 and NG4C we're on. Anyway, it is what it is during the wintertime, although it feels like spring out there today, and it's going to be, I think, in the upper 50s later today. Again, it was actually in the 60s yesterday here, and I think it hit 70 degrees at Winter Locks yesterday afternoon. So it definitely feels like spring down in Connecticut anyway. Let's see. Had some excitement over the weekend on HF. We worked that, T-32, what the heck is the name of that island country there? Eastern Kiribati. So that was the excitement. I think they were on Saturday on 80 meters. Got them in the log. Got the QSL Logbook of the World confirmation already from the VP8J contacts on 84. I worked them on 80, 40, and 20. So we got a few new countries in the last week, that's for sure. Nothing on VHF, though. No new countries on 2-meter sideband. Can you believe that? I haven't worked a new country on 2-meter sideband in years now. Why is that? I remember years ago I was counting countries, you know, on 2 meters. We had some wild openings on Tropo that we never hear anymore. When the opening occurred to the Turks and Caicos Islands, VP5D was on, and he was 5'9" plus here on 2-meter sideband. I'll never forget that night. Oh my God! And a lot of guys worked him right up through 432 that night. Imagine working the Caribbean on DHS and UHF. How come we don't get those openings anymore? I don't know why. Why not? Anyway, back to you there, George. N1GJ in the group, WZ1V.
Okay, Ron, WZ1V, this is N1GJ. Congratulations on the new ones there. And sounds like you're still keeping after them, and I guess the station there is working well. They're able to hear you, and you're able to hear them, and that's good. Okay, not too much else here. I don't know what other things have been popping up here. We've got a lot of social stuff going on. I spent some time working on taxes, and the bottom line was I think I only got on the air three times last week. I got on for Monday night 2 meters. I got on for Tuesday and Thursday morning here on 75, and that was about it. My log is getting pretty skinny there the last week or two. I'll have to do something about that. Although trying to work TX, especially the pileups, is a little bit difficult with 100 watts in a vertical. I really miss the days when I had my 60-foot tower and tri-band beam. But who knows? Maybe one of these days. Although I don't think so. At 85, I think I'm about through with any big major antenna project around here. We're probably going to have to throttle back a little. I'm beginning to agree with my wife a little bit that climbing towers and that kind of thing is probably not a good thing anymore. But who knows? We'll see. All right. Can't be all bad, though, because we can still get up here and work all you guys around New England, and that's always fun. We're looking forward to having an eyeball with several of you down in Connecticut next month. One of these days, I got to get my I'll have to call up on the internet and get the mailing address for the get my news group conference ticket there. And then we'll be all set for the middle of April. Okay, that's pretty much the rundown here, so we'll keep it moving right along. We'll send it to Pete again, and Pete can tell us all about the rest of the stuff that he didn't tell us before. K1PXD, this is N1GJ.
AF1T.
All right, so put you in the rotation there too, Dale. AF1T, anyone else?
Okay, that's K1PXD returning very good. Yeah, it's 51 degrees now, and it reached 63 yesterday here. I think at Bradley Field or somewhere it was 72 yesterday. So 63 was a record for Bridgeport, I believe. I think they said that for the day. So there you go. It was pretty mild, that's for sure. But I, of course, recall seeing some mild days in March and definitely April. Seen some very mild days up in the 80s in April. So that was that's pretty good. Anyway, the Apollo 17 thing. I think I probably mentioned here that we had a group that got together to receive Apollo 17. Dan, W1SFC, and I went down to New Jersey. We brought some tape recording equipment and receiver or two. I don't remember what we brought. Went to WHUL Cam's place. He had the 2304 converter, which we recrystalled for 2287.5. I think that was it. 2287 or 2287.5, whatever it was. Anyway, we recrystalled the converter, tuned it up, built a circular polarized feed horn for the band, and tuned it up and everything. And Al KTUYH had the 8-foot solid dish that we used, and Dan and I were down there on two occasions. One is just the first orbit of the moon. We got the first couple of orbits of the moon. We got some audio. And later on the return from the moon, they did a spacewalk, and right after the spacewalk, we received some transmission. Didn't receive anything during the spacewalk. Maybe the TV was using up the power and we couldn't get a signal. I don't know why we didn't get anything during the spacewalk itself, but then they changed attitudes with the spacecraft and sometimes go to Omni antennas and stuff like that. So we didn't have a very big antenna for that kind of work. So anyway, that transmission after the spacewalk, the transmissions that we received. The interesting thing about that was I downloaded the audio from the Apollo 17 mission. It's on the NASA website. I've downloaded just about all all of it they've had for that mission, and I found that spot in the audio. I found it. It turns out that what happened at that time is normally NASA was putting that out for the news media and the and other places. They didn't have internet or anything like that at that time, or even satellite TV at that time either. Well, they had satellite TV, but I don't think NASA was on there with NASA Select at the time. Well, anyway, it turns out that at the same time that audio was, that those transmissions were going out live, for real, in space,
Some folks don't believe it, but, you know, when you point your dish at a certain location and it's on the way back from the moon, yeah, I think you got to believe it. Anyway, it turns out that they were having a science news briefing at that time, so that audio did not go out on the NASA normal channels at the time that it was. They rebroadcasted it. You know, they gave an edited version of that at the time. That's what everybody else got. So we got it live and in real time, and I don't know how many other groups were doing Apollo 17. It was probably all amateur groups, folks that did anything like that. So we were definitely amongst the very, very few that heard those transmissions live at the time. So I thought that made it a little bit more unique, that's for sure, because it was not going out live on any of the NASA channels that I know of anyway. So I think that's kind of a neat thing, that's for sure. So it makes it a little bit more special to me anyway. W1AIM, K1PXE.
Okay, and I believe I heard Dale in there.
I'm sorry, I forgot I was supposed to go to Dale.
Okay, but really short, pretty big group here. But that's absolutely fascinating, Pete, and you just sort of reminded me. First, that K2RIW, and he had an article in 2ST about a homemade 12-foot dish that he made. But he also listened, I don't know if it was Apollo 17 or one of the others, but he did copy the signals. So all those people that say we never went to the moon have some explaining to do, and how somebody can point a dish at the moon and pick up signals. I don't know how NASA would have faked that. Well, the answer is they didn't. Very, very interesting. And I just can't remember what particular spacecraft 6NATO-RIW copied. My only copying of NASA astronauts was before that on just below 15 megahertz, within a few KC of where WWB is. That was their HF frequency for the early Mercury shot. Of course, they also used VHF and UHF. But I can remember listening as a kid in the summer in southern Vermont, listening to both the communicator at the Cape, and on a couple of occasions I actually did hear the spacecraft on 15 megahertz. I didn't hear it long, and I didn't hear it often, but I did hear a couple of them.
That it might be this disease floating around the building.
Ah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't really. It's just a checkup. I'm thinking of letting them check me up on the phone.
I wonder if airline tickets are plummeting in price.
Airline tickets, hotel rooms, sailing fees, stuff like that. I am going on vacation in, third week in June. I'll be gone for a week.
Where are you going?
Maine.
You have a place up there, do you?
I got, there's a hotel in Old Orchard Beach that my wife really likes.
Ah, wonderful.
Better call ahead, make sure they aren't, you know, closed or whatever at that time. You never know.
Italy has closed its borders. Nobody comes in. Nobody goes out.
Where's that?
Italy.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. See, that's amazing. Good God. This is bad news. It's probably worse than they tell you.
Trump will tell you it's all a hoax. Obama did it.
Well, maybe he did.
Yeah, what gets me is there's 500 people a week that are dying from the flu.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, and 400 and something people have died from this thing since it started.
Yeah. This one, they say, is different, though. You're more likely to croak from it.
I'd don't know what the mortality rate is on this thing. There hasn't been that many deaths based on the number of people who showed positive for it.
Yeah. But they keep saying 60 to 80, it sounds like you don't have a big chance of surviving if you get it.
That's
what bothers me. Are they full of you know what or what?
You go to the doctor and he tells you that you should consider taking a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relax. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Shake a lot of hands.
Kiss a lot of babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sneaking around us, you know, there's towns not too far from here that have cases of it, so.
I think it's three in this county alone.
Yeah.
How many, Dave, in your county?
Three. And two of them are in the hospital where my wife used to work.
What about where you are, Harry?
What about me? I don't think there's any reported cases down here. I would have certainly seen that on Facebook.
Yeah.
I won't even go to a Chinese restaurant.
I did the test before yesterday to pick up an order to go.
You know, those, but I don't understand that, because they're Chinese doesn't mean they were over in China picking it up.
Yeah, but oftentimes, John, the staff are nomadic, you know. They come into the country, they'll stay, they'll go home, they'll come back, yada, yada, yada. That's been my experience. I'm always introduced to somebody new, a trainee. So it does happen.
Oh, that's a good point. Thanks for mentioning that, because I always like Chinese food, and, well, I think I'm going to stop for a while.
Anything I can do to add to the conspiracy. Thank you, John.
Anytime.
What a guy, Harry.
Maybe those guys who go out on these expeditions should stay out there longer. Probably a safer place to be.
There's an idea.
Yeah. We could come up with some suggestions.
Yeah, 2 week minimum.
Good news, though. Good news. I saw this on CNN this morning. The number of cases in China are slowing down.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's a plus.
It is indeed.
But can you believe them?
You gotta believe them, John.
Okay. Well, let's see, I haven't heard about any cases in North Korea. I think when they think they have it, they just shoot them.
You know, I think you're right, man.
It's going to be sent for authoritarian state.
There you go. The main county that has it in New York here appears to be Westchester. On TV, they called it Webminster or something. I don't know how they got that one out of it. But that one, that's where my last old fart launch was, in Westchester.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they called it what, John?
Winchester.
You know, when I was in college, from 1770 to 1772, the local, one of the Boston radio stations, WHDH, I think they're at 85 a.m., 850 a.m., I think. Anyway, they were looking for people to replace their staff who were going on vacation. And the call went out to the college, and I went down there, and I, you know, I got all dressed up, put some perfume on and all that, and I made it to the station. They put me in a booth, a mic is in front of me, and they hand me a piece of teletype, news over the teletype wire stuff. And it was Dateline, Hopkins, no, what the hell was it called? I couldn't say it. I couldn't. There was no way in hell that Leominster was going to be anything other than Leon Minster. Leon Minster. She must have corrected me 5 or 6 times before she finally gave up. Thank me for coming in. I didn't get the job, but their kid who was in who I had classes with, his name is Ron Allen. He got the job, and he's probably one of the most respected news journalists on NBC. My God, since Christ, 1976, I think he signed on with them. Ron Allen, very distinguished black, articulate, intelligent news journalist, though.
Leominster.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to call that Leo Munster.
There you go.
But it is Leominster. I did learn that a while back. That's a strange name, isn't it?
How about Athol?
Massachusetts has got Apple on one end, and what the hell is the other one? Oh, anyhow, the other one on the other side.
They seem to be scaring all the old people on the radio and TV about the age thing, where you get it, you automatically think you're dead meat.
Killing everybody off.
I think so. Start with a clean slate.
I can't imagine anybody stupid enough to take a cruise. You know, a plane is one thing, but I no way in hell am I going to go on any conveyance anywhere. And that's all right, man. I like my crib. Pick it up, Dave.
Getting close to that time anyway. Hey, this has been an interesting Q-Fo this morning.
Different, right?
Yeah, I learned all I wanted to learn about synthetic oil today.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
I started to like synthetic oil. My car started easier, and that's the truth. That's the truth. I used to use all, not Quaker State, one of the other oddball brands. Always good oil, but didn't start as easy as this stuff. In the winter, that is. Anyway, I guess it's close enough to that time, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir. I'll be the first one to push the door open. K1CRP, I'll be here tomorrow, but not Thursday.
Okay. See you tomorrow, Dave, and you too, Harry. Have a good one. Don't work too hard.
Boy, are you saying? Hey, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Dave, be well. I'll see you Thursday. K81FX, Dave. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody. K2DJJ.
Is roaring along, why we have rising deficits. Couldn't figure that out. So ultimately they concluded that's got to be the Social Security, Medicare, and things like that. It's really what's driving the deficit, not the tax cuts. And of course, they keep that mantra, you know, Arthur Laffer and the Laffer curve and all that business. They started out with that with Reagan. They kept on going. And every time they do it, whether it's in Kansas under Brownback or whatever, any time they do that, the deficits take off like a rocket. And they can't figure that out. They can figure it out because it doesn't matter. That actually serves two useful purposes. It benefits their benefactors, the billionaires in Wall Street, and to a large degree. And then it also provides the underpinning for doing away with entitlement programs. It's a twofer. Put money in the hands of the very wealthy, and you eliminate the social safety net for the rest of us. It's a win-win. And then, of course, you're right. What will happen is things will get so bad they'll put the Democrats in like they typically do to fix things. They fix it, and then the right wing will be screaming about the policies pursued by the Democrats.
Tax and spend Democrats.
Yep. Because what you have to do to dig us out of this hole, in part, is fiscal policy, which means priming the pump.
Ryan's calling.
So I'll be back in a bit, Bill.
Gotcha. K2ECX.
W3PV.
Okay. military aircraft frequency.
And I did receive that on the shuttle as it went by, and especially at the high inclination, you know, the 57-degree inclination orbits that they were going on occasion. And on those, they come right up here along the East Coast. And, of course, they didn't make very many transmissions. It was during the launch phase, and the idea there is you made transmissions when they were necessary, and no chitter chatter or anything like that. It was late in the orbital burn that I'd receive it, so I'd get a couple of minutes of a few short transmissions on that frequency. But the thing that interests me about that is during the countdown, they have they have direct links, of course, from the spacecraft to the mission control. But they also have the SBN running and the UHF running, and I know the S-band is encrypted when on a military mission, but I don't think the UHF was. I don't think that was. So if it wasn't, it's going out live to the Cape. So you got these news guys, and they got engineers with them that know their stuff, obviously, and probably they had receivers set up, and they weren't supposed to be hearing what's really going on during the countdown that was blacked out. But I bet you the news people were doing that. I bet you they were. And so probably if the Russians were off the shore, it's close enough where they could get UHF, they probably were too. So the whole thing was a farce, as far as I'm concerned. Blocking that so they wouldn't know the exact time of launch or something, you know, I don't know. But that's what I'm thinking, is that UHF was not encrypted, and I don't think it was. It went out over the air. Anyway, so that's the story, and I think we'll say 73 to everybody. Dale, I'm sorry, I was supposed to turn it to you, and I didn't. It was supposed to go to you. I'll turn it to you now, and good to hear you, and hope Mickey's doing okay, that's for sure. Or doing great. I would like to see her doing great, of course. So, anyway, F1T and the group K1PXC.
All right, Pete. Well, actually, Chip came in after me, so I wrote it down that way in my log. So I'm going to turn it to Chip, and then he can turn it to Allison. And okay, and all of the Apollo experiments, you know, that was... I was not involved in most of those things, although I found it interesting to read about at the time. And pretty exciting stuff to receive the signals from the moon. Yeah, I remember, I think it was Wayne Green that was one of the big deniers of the moon landing. She said it was all fake. So, anyways, I did, though. We did get Owen Garriott when I was a teacher at the school, so that was interesting, too. That was, what, 1983 or something like that. Boy, it's a long time ago. Speaking of age, I'm 72, and I still climb towers, although I don't advertise it too much because nobody else around here wants to do it, and I don't want to get stuck doing everybody's tower work for them. I've done many of them over the years, and still have my own towers. I have four towers up, and I'm even thinking about putting up another one this spring for 20 meters. And, you know, we're having field day here. Last year we did that because it's too much work to go out in the field and put a bunch of towers and Yagis and things up for a weekend. Everybody's getting older, so safety concerns are very important. And
At least with an existing home station with the antennas there, you can work on them, you know, beforehand, and you're not rushed so much. So home generators, Class E. So I think more people are thinking that way. But I still do all the tower work so far. And they're not tiltovers. But who knows how long that'll last. But we'll see. Anyways, let's see. I guess Mike's in here, and George, and Ron, and Allison, and Chip. So over to you, Chip. I don't think I'll see you this weekend, unfortunately. As you remember, it's quite a bit of walking up and down the hill with the eat out and all that sort of stuff. And Mickey can't really handle that right yet. W1AIM, AF1T.
Okay, very good. All the way around. W1AIM. I'm going to sign. Been on here a while. But I'll listen out, and I'll start working on my taxes. Hopefully I can get them in order and get them to my accountant. Thanks for the update from everybody. And Dahlia, you and Mickey are going to be missed. I didn't realize she was still recovering. Wow. That seems like an awful long time. But it sounds like she's improving. And I can't remember if there's another knee yet to be done or if this takes care of it. Anyhow, hopefully we'll catch you maybe down at the conference. And sorry you'll miss the SIA event. It's not too bad a drive for me. It's a little over an hour. I think an hour and 15 minutes or something to Plymouth. So that's manageable. Quite a bit further to get down to the VHF conference, but I'm signed up. So my plan is to be there. A couple of quick comments for you, Pete, but Dale, you'll appreciate this. Always interesting. We'll have to talk more about NASA, and I mentioned previously, you may remember, that when I grew up in New Hope, I had a good ham friend, W3EM, W3 Easy Money, and he was a civilian worker at the Johnsville Naval Air Development Center, which is where they had, I think, the largest centrifuge in the U.S. Might have been the largest centrifuge in the world. Gigantic. And he said when the Mercury astronauts were in training, in the early days of the Mercury program, they all went up there to be swung around in the centrifuge. And he said initially, NASA was scared to death about the publicity. They didn't want anybody to know the astronauts were there. They wanted guards around the outside of the centrifuge so nobody could come in or see them or talk to them. And for whatever reason, they basically never did any of that. And it turned out nobody really cared. You know, everybody at the Naval Development Center were either military or they were civilian scientists. And they had their own jobs and their own offices. And the last thing they needed to do was to run over and get autographs from the astronauts. So it turned out to be kind of a nothing. We actually had a school trip in science, I think it was physics class. We went down there and we got to see a pilot being spun around in that gigantic centrifuge. They had him on closed circuit TV. And you could see his face change as they ran that centrifuge faster and faster. I think they had him up to like 6 or 7 G's. So that was pretty exciting. And the only other thing, and you may remember this, Dale, this was in the days of the Mercury program, and I can't remember who the astronaut was who was orbiting the Earth, but one of the other Mercury 7 astronauts was running the Capcom, communicating, and he started asking the astronaut in space, it might have been one of them was Wally Schirra. He kept saying, "Are you a turtle? Are you a turtle?" And those of you who know about turtles know what the correct answer is. And of course, it was an open circuit. And the astronaut in the Mercury capsule refused to answer a lot. Apparently, he did answer later when they went off the feed, the live feed. The news people who weren't in on the joke were wondering, what the heck, what kind of a comment is, are you a turtle?
What does that mean?
And nope. nobody would tell them.
So if you're a member of the Turtle Club, you know the answer. With that, I'm going to sign out.
Let me send it to Allison. I don't know who all is left. And, Mike, I appreciate the updates on the software.
At some point when you're heading back up to camp and the snow is melting, swing by, have a cup of coffee, and
bring me up to date on what's happening.
I am making a few contacts on digital, but not many, in my efforts to work the 9J the other night with CW, which I think I'll be doing primarily. But the digital has promise. With that, I'm signing. I will send it to Allison if she's still there. I will be clear, and we will catch you maybe on Thursday. That's the plan. KB1 GMX, it's yours if you're there. I'm listening out. W1 AIM.
All righty. Oh, gosh. Yes. Are you a turtle? Don't answer. But you take a drink. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm the kid of the bunch that's just about to turn 67. Just about. Not yet. Another week or two. Another week.
Anywho,
climbing towers? Nope, don't do it. Haven't done it since 1973. 74? Yeah. Late 73. 20 feet front was 25 feet was my limit back then. Now if I climb on the tower here, it's only to go 4 or 5 feet to grab something or whatever from the ground. Tower folds over, so I go up on the roof, stand on the edge, hook up the cables, rope, and go down off the roof and lower it. The roof, by the way, at that point, is about 11 feet above the ground. Highest point on the roof of this house is only 15, 16 feet above the ground. Where I actually climb onto the roof, I'm barely 8 feet above the ground. So it's not like I'm very high, but I do not deal well with climbing on things that I can fall off of. Fly an airplane upside down at 4,000 feet? No problem. Climb up a 4-foot step ladder, put you on the same plane? Not so much. crazy thing. It is. But, yeah, George, one of the things you can do is add another pair of elements to your 160-meter dipole. If you put an 80-meter dipole off the same terminals and run them 90 degrees to it, it'll give you a very nice antenna. It'll cover a lot of bands, and as I remember, you had it up fairly high, so 80 meters at that height would work well as a dipole. And it would also work on 20. And the 160 works on 40. That's pretty good coverage for the first harmonic use. Anywho, good hearing all the stories today. So I'm going to find at this point one now. KB1GMX. 73 saw, I think it goes down to Ron or George. 73.
Okay, I think Ron is gone, though. This is N1GJ for a final. Good to hear everybody in here this morning. And we'll be looking for you on Thursday. So, 73 from Cape Cod. This is N1GJ listening out.
Yeah, Mike, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, well, I'm going to sign out as well. I've got stuff I got to get done here, and I guess the only comment I'll make real quick is everybody's talking about shuttles and stuff like that, and the only thing I've ever done was found in the mid-90s. I started working satellites, so as you can imagine, there's a whole bunch of SDS cards here on the wall from shuttle contacts and mirror contacts when that was up in the air, and all kinds of stuff there. So we had a lot of fun with all the space stuff here from Vermont. I think the best thing I had fun with was I actually set up a school contact with St. John Free Academy, there where Chip is there with the radio club. We talked with John Long aboard the pier when he was up there, and that was a lot of fun to have these kids who actually passed their
first contact on the radio was with John Blaha aboard the Tier Space Station, so that was kind of fun for them. Okay, I'm out of here. Catch you guys all later. N1JEZ.
Okay, N1JEZ. K1PX, returning, very good. Oh, that's kind of interesting, that's for sure. I remember John Blaha from his shuttle flights and Mir, the stay there. We didn't hear much of the Mir thing, of course, but, you know, he was on there. And let me see, centrifuges, yeah. I've been on a couple of those kind of rides. You know, they got something down at Huntsville, as I recall, when I was down to space camp, adult space camp. The first adult space camp they had for the blind. I went down to that, and it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. And they had some kind of a centrifuge there, I think, that was on. I don't know how many G it was really pulling. I thought they said 3G, and maybe it was, and I didn't think 3G was really that bad. Anyway, I know that, the Mercury days, it was normal in Mercury, and I think even Apollo could reach up to 7 or 8 G or something like that. And they even higher in some of the Mercury, I think, missions. So they had to be able to do that. They actually tested it at very high G forces, I think, for very short periods of time that you would need if you used the escape rocket. You would pull some pretty high G's in that. That's for sure. Let's see what else I was going to say about all of that stuff. But, it's all interesting. That's for sure. And, satellite stuff. I did Oscar 6 and 7. I think it was maybe Oscar 1 or 2, which was, I didn't transmit on it, but I did receive something, as I recall, on 2 meters. I remember, well, I just gotten on 2 meters at the time. Well, maybe it wasn't Oscar 1 because the guys were talking about it, I think it had already gone. Maybe 2, Oscar 2 or 3. That I did receive. I'll have to check them. I think I've got it on tape. Oscar 7 and 6 and 7 I got on, and I don't think I'm not sure if I actually ever worked anyone on Oscar 8 or not. Was it 9 and 11? I can't remember. Anyway, but 10 and 13 I remember because they were high orbiters, and those were a lot of fun. The problem I had with the short-term stuff is you had to be ready well ahead of time. Otherwise, if you got involved with some kind of thing or with some kind of work you're doing around the house or something, and you were going to miss the pass if you didn't, leave yourself some time beforehand. So if something would run over, then you'd be able to still make the pass. So it used up a lot of time for very little results, as far as I was concerned. With the low orbit stuff, I lost interest in that. But the higher orbit stuff, you get hours and hours. But that was fun. Anyway, 7-3 guys, AF1T and the group K1PXE. Bye bye.
Okay, Pete, 7-3, and very interesting stories about all the exciting space experiments and so on. So. And, we need to get, more kids interested in this stuff than we have. And, anyways, that's a whole nother topic. So, everybody, have a good week. And I'll try to get on Thursday, no guarantee. So, 7-3 to all. W1AIM and the group to take it. AF1T, clear. I think he signed. Maybe Allison.
Looks like everybody's gone.
Sure does.
AEZ, although I'll mention Pete, Oscar 7 is still working well. You can play with that one. It's not a bad orbit. We get a lot of passes into Europe. I've worked quite a few stations into Europe from there. Of course, I don't know if you know, but I'm the command operator for Oscar 7. I was the guy who sent the first successful command to it after it came back to life. So I've got the command encoder for Oscar 7 sitting in the rack next to me here in the shack. Catch you later, Pete, and deal 2, M1JEZ.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. Of course, it only works in sunlight, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Just when you're in sunlight, be careful with your uplink power. But I mean, I work a lot of stations in Europe from where I am here in Vermont. It's got a really good footprint. You know, it's up probably the highest of the what we have up there right now.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Man, that thing's been around forever.
Yep, it certainly has, and I imagine it'll be going for quite a while. It really blew a hole in the theory that, non-radiation hard CMOS parts would not last. All the space experts said, no freaking way is that going to work, but guess what? After all these years, it's still working. I can still send commands to it and change various functions on it.
Wow. That's awesome. That's right. Jesus, it must have hit quite a bit of radiation. But if it stayed out of the Van Allen belt for most of the time, that's the thing about, of course, the Van Allen belt is tremendous radiation. But when you go through it, especially if you're going to the moon or whatever, you're going through it pretty quickly, and you don't get exposed very much. That was some of the more problem with the higher orbiting Oscar satellites. I thought it was very interesting on the techniques the hams used to get around those problems. They were able to, if a memory location was bad, they rewrote the code and bypassed that memory location. That's all. 73 K1PXE.
Catch you later. M1JEZ.
M1JEZ, KB1PR.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, quick one on Oscar 7. The backup 2-meter rig here is an old IC-245 ICOM, and it had an interesting life. It started out in Texas as a new radio being modified for Oscar 7. The guy never got it back together, and it remained in a box until 2000, when a guy I knew down there sent it up to me. Says, maybe you can use this now that you got your license, or now that you're getting your license. So I proceeded to put it all back together. I mean, it was literally torn apart. And I still have it as my backup 2-meter with the Oscar mod in it. And I've actually worked 7 once or twice just because of that. Just a funny story about it. KB1GMA.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's some good stories about this stuff. I've had a lot of fun operating satellites over the years. About the only thing I do now is keep track of Oscar 7 now and then, and I do spend quite a bit of time whenever it's changed over Oscar 92, the LZ mode. I operate that usually every Wednesday when they switch it over. It's the 1.2 gig uplink band, and then 2-meter downlink. So that's the one I use there, and it works pretty well. But that's pretty much all I do now. Every once in a while, I'll get on and hand out the mod, but other than that, I'm not that involved anymore. Currently working on the latest frequency guide for AMSAT. I've been doing that for about 18 years now, so I'm going to get that done before the Navy convention. Get the latest AMSAT frequency guide all printed out and stuff. So, got some stuff to do here. Okay, catch you later. 81GMX, 71JEZ.
All right, 73 is there, Mike. 81GMX, clear.
My wife was a wrecking bar, and I got a place on that rebar, you know, I welded that big chain to it, so I put that wrecking bar underneath, you know, the claw part. I even tried smashing with a sledgehammer back and forth in there after I poured the water around it, you know. I did that last week, Kevin. I thought I was going to get hit in the head with a stupid...
TW1 was third, and the IC4KL was by far the harshest. Although, not hearing the other ones, you wouldn't be able to tell. Just like in audio, just like in the hi-fi world, a tube amplifier is going to sound a little bit sweeter than a solid state for many reasons. Anybody hear my brother on this morning?
Who is that?
Ricky.
No.
I don't know where it was.
Birthday. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Well, we have
factory.
Run any of my amplifiers over 2/3 headroom.
Normally I'm running them.
November 8, Germany, November, Oscar, Florida 5, Papa, Alpha, Uniform.
Roger, bye-bye, Doug. 73, thank you.
Corvette Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform, only outside Europe.
SQ DX, SQ David Express, Iris Foxtrot 5, Papa Alpha Uniform. Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform, over.
Only outside Europe, full call, please.
SQDX, SQ David X-ray, Iris Foxtrot 5, Papa Alpha Uniform. Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform, over.
CQDX, CQ David X-ray, CQ Delta X-ray, only outside Europe. CQ David X-ray, CQDX. Here is Foxtrot 5, Papa America Uniform. Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform. Calling CQDX. CQ David X-ray, only outside Europe. Foxtrot 5, Papa Alpha Uniform.
Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform, only outside Europe.
Kilo Bravo 3, Italy, Italy, Europe, Series, Foxtrot 5, Papa Alpha Uniform, Bay 73. Thank you very much, you're 58.5 and 8, Ken. 58 in my CTH at West of France, the name here is Frank, Foxtrot Romeo Alpha November Kilowatt. Kilo Bravo 3, Italy, Italy, Echo. Florida 5, Papa Alpha Uniform. Roger, Roger, 457 in Maryland. No problem. I got 600 watts in the 8 element 5 bander, lock periodic antenna at 18 meters from the ground.
Direction 10.
KB3, Italy, Italy, Echo. Florida 5, Papa, Alpha, Uniform.
The way they treat people, especially the elderly.
Like us.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but we wouldn't fall for that because, you know, we know better because we're ham radio operators and we know Russ and Dan and Nikki. See, we just wouldn't fall for that.
I got tickled at Dan this morning. He said he's going to send Sam over to cheer Brad up. His therapist kind of hurt him yesterday, moving his arm around.
Oh, Brad did? Brad hurt?
Yeah, Brad had surgery on his arm, and he's going through physical therapy, and sometimes he gets a little restless.
Oh, poor guy. Ricky, you there?
Yeah, you going to come up for air, or are you going to broadcast?
Hey, you know, I don't make long transmissions usually.
Hang on, I got a call from APS. Stand by.
All right, tell them, give them my numbers.
I have your American Express card. I'll tell them that you left home without it. What's going on, boys? W0RIC in the house.
Good morning. Kilowatt Echo 5, barely readable.
Kilo Echo 5, barely readable. W0RIC, you're 5-9 plus.
Yeah, you are.
Gosh, that's off the backside of the beam, guys.
About damn time you got a signal.
Rick, did you pull over the antenna chain to Ballon yet?
Oh, no, no. I'm contemplating coax change.
I don't know if it's going to... I don't think it matters, bro.
Oh, going from 213 to LMR 400 ultraflux? Yeah, that'll make a difference.
Oh, my. I mean, not at the frequencies where... I mean, not down here. At 50 megs, it will. 10
meters. Me, man. I need to be stronger than you.
Oh. I can always run barefoot, bro.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
The Delta Delta Tango. Go ahead, sir. Good, good, good. How can we help? Just the facts, sir. How can we help you? Good morning. My call is KK7TV. Yours was VE what? Tango Victor. is here. Are you hearing everybody?
No copy.
Rick, do you copy?
Ah.
No.
Who is it?
Bro.
Who is it?
He's in Canada.
I'm B. Manise. I got to get some breakfast started here in just about 5 minutes.
Do you have guests still?
Yeah, yeah. And two have canceled for part of this week and next week. I'm trying to get a third one to cancel. We don't need anybody to bring anything here.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, that would be terrible.
I can't believe you two signaled. I turned the beam towards you.
What was that? You dropped way down.
I said I turned the beam
Canada,
towards you.
Hang on a second. The fella in Canada, you're 5'9 here, so my
20 over.
No way if he's facing you, but you sound...
I'm louder.
Well, I'm glad I sound better.
Yeah, you're 5'9 plus almost 30 over.
Much troubles have I had with the, getting this thing on the air. And, High Gain finally sent me the parts so I could turn my rotor that the brake release micro switch went out in it. So they finally got me a new one so I could turn the rotor around. It's amazing.
Hey, you're 5'9 plus.
You could have left it, broken. You don't need to be this loud out here.
Yes, it's not barely readable anymore.
Hey, it's just too loud.
What else could it be BR? Let me think.
Bodacious Radio.
That's it. Wall to wall and treetop tall.
I'm just trying to keep up with the neighborhood.
Now, you just want to be louder than Randy.
Is that possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could run one watt.
And then he's off the air for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is GNR is the only one else I know that can be as loud as you two.
Yeah, but he has an illegal antenna.
It's not illegal.
It sure is.
It's just up on top of a mountain.
That's a really high tower to climb. That's the thing. Is that Roll 25, 35, and 45?
45.
It's Roll 45?
Except for the boom on the antenna, and that's RG-25.
He has a boom that's he used Roll Tower for?
Look at his website on QRZ.com.
I'm back.
Ricky's in here.
Morning, Rick.
What's good about it?
Sun shining.
So long, Canada. Thanks for breaking in, bro.
Hey.
Up, we just, Randy just got a very strong thunderstorm alert.
Really?
Heavy rain could affect your area tonight.
Oh, tonight. Again.
GNR. GNR.
What?
November 4, Gulf.
November Radio.
Nancy Radio.
I like how Bailey Readable says it best.
What does he say?
He says it nice.
Well, he's a nice guy. Regardless of what we say about him.
Oh, wow. Now, look at that. I am looking at that antenna. That doesn't look like Roll 25. That's a different type of tower. Because that's not the latest. That's not the lattice work on Roll 25. But it's similar.
Audio is an illegal antenna.
Yeah, that is.
You're right. I never noticed that. It just looked so much that I took for granted that that's what it was.
Nope, it's a different type of antenna. It's looks like it was homemade or something, but because of the lattice work, Roll 25 is just thin, solid tubing. This one is larger hollow tubing.
I'll be back. W0RIC.
Bye, bro.
Thank you, guys, from the NSCQ. Is it a 650 antenna?
nice view, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Hey, Brad, where's the rest run off to? Oh, God, I'm going to have to swing the beam around so I can talk to my neighbor 8 miles away.
Well, no, he's not in there.
CQ, CQ, 3 minute CQ, this is 06 Whiskey Martini.
I can't believe this. I'm actually excited about being able to turn my rotor.
Was it in the rotor box that you had the problem?
Yeah. You know, there's three switches on the front, and the center one is the brake release, and then you rotate it either clockwise or counterclockwise with the buttons on the right and left. And the dead gum center, which controls the brake release, broke. So there wasn't any way to turn the rotor.
What do you mean, the front of the switch broke or internally?
No, the front of the switch broke off. I had the plastic in my fingers.
I got it. It was pain in the butt.
The button.
Gotcha. Now, you're not facing me now.
No, I swung it back east towards Brad.
You got wonderful front to back.
Hey, Randy, do you hear the other station? Sounds like a British station in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Good afternoon, guys. This is Mike Tango, South Africa station. Just hello, can you get me?
Ah, good morning, South Africa. ZS6 from Kilowatt Echo 5, Bravo Radio.
Echo 5, Bravo Radio, I've got you. You're coming into Johannesburg. It's a Johannesburg station. Afternoon, you guys. Good morning or afternoon from this side. Good morning there. Nice to hear you coming through 509, some of you guys. Very nice to meet you.
Okay, well, you're about a 5 and 6 here in Kansas City this morning. Of course, my antenna's not the best in the world, but you're certainly making it in here this morning.
No, that's good to hear, guys. I'm going to stand by here and just listen. I'll just stand by monitor. Hotel Uniform Golf Hotel is my handle. I'm Hugh in Johannesburg, and ZS6 Whiskey Martango. Thank you guys for the contact. Really appreciate it. Have a good day then.
Okay, Sugar Zulu Sugar 6, Whiskey Mike Tango. Glad you joined us this morning. Kilowatt Echo 5, Bravo Radio, 73.
Thank you, guys. Good evening, thanks.
Okay, Randy. Well, I had my antenna turned towards Randy, and when I did, we were talking, and then I heard the ZS6 Whiskey Mike Tango came in, so I swung it around back towards you and talked to him for a second, and now I'm talking to Randy again.
I'm here.
Or at least I was.
He's here, but not as strong as he was.
Rick was in there, too, for a little bit.
I heard Rick.
Yeah, the
being chased around.
Oh, Jim's strong.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting next to me, Jim Bob.
Did you feel that?
Yeah.
There's a locomotive on fire out in Martin City, Rob.
I hope it's not next to Jeff and Jim.
It's got to be pretty close.
Well, they'll just run a bunch of steaks out there and cook them out there all so you're decent. They run off electric motors, but
you know, I have one of those capacitors from a locomotive around here somewhere. I'll have to go looking for that one day.
Sounds like something big.
Oh, it is. It's 4 farads.
Barely readable.
And K0TRL.
Well, I am scared this morning. I was just sitting here when I was talking to Dan and Russ. Dan and Russ were talking to a couple of the boys in England, and all of a sudden my amplifier went bang.
What happened?
I have no idea. Didn't skip a beat. Tried to transmit after it went bang, and it's still transmitting, so who knows what happened. I could see the spark out the off the shelf, which means it was somewhere near one of the tubes, but my output isn't changed. I mean, it's still right up there.
Burn itself clear.
Yeah, maybe some dust got in there or a bug flew down in there. Who knows?
Well, that's one hell of a bug zapper.
Yeah, it had to be dust. We haven't seen any bugs in the house.
Well, Rob, Pat and I are going to drive to San Antonio in a couple of weeks.
Oh, stop in Austin at, let's see here, Serrano's and have Mexican.
Well, I might do that.
It's right on 35.
And popping my amplifier off and having him look at it and picking it up on the way back.
problem with it, or just...
No, I'm just going to have him check everything out.
Deal.
Well, he's out in Houston, isn't he?
Yeah, he'd be about an hour and a half out of the way.
Software to check that thing out and the setup all ready to go.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Just leave it with him and drive over to San Antonio. He'll be there for several days and poop around on the way home.
Just think, you can go down on the river walk and have a great time.
Be nice to get into some warmer weather too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, there's a Iona bash. Because she's taking a long weekend.
Well, I guess we're going down this weekend, visit some old friends, and then on the way back, we'll go up through Orlando. Kind of a long way around to get home, but...
You never lost if you don't care where you're at.
I just go where my wife tells me to go.
I don't have any money anymore to go.
Oh, you looked at the market today, huh?
Yeah, I looked at it yesterday, and I got this thing in the mail that I lost close to $25,000 last month.
I haven't looked at mine.
It's opened up a thousand of that. I don't know what it did. Turn on the TV and see.
No, I'm not interested. Well, I'm interested, but there's nothing I can do about it, so.
Well, it's up 1.25 right now.
Was asking about her RMD. She wanted the money, and I told her, I says, we need to wait a while.
Check it about 3 o'clock.
Well, it's time to buy something.
Well, they say it's a good time to invest in gas, gasoline, and petroleum stuff.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Steve called me yesterday, and I was... When he called, I was up and down the ladder, and the 9J2 was booming in 12 meters.
He's at 24,894 right now.
Yeah, I can hear him too.
Oh, really?
Neither can I. I just checked. She's got a three-car garage, and the little door, she forgot that it, her husband had locked it down, you know, on the inside of the side lock. So she pressed the garage door opener, and it's so strong it almost ripped the thing off the door.
No kidding.
So Papa's got to go fix it.
Yeah, probably going to have to add some bracing to the top there.
Yeah, that's where it tore off. Somewhere and be done with it.
Well, I don't want to buy a new garage door opener until this one breaks. I've replaced a gear in it twice over the many years, but
just have Dan come down and do it.
Right.
Yeah.
while he's here, he can dig my hole for my tower and do all that other work, too.
There you go. It only costs $200 and a steak dinner for Russ.
As far as I'm concerned, that was another mistake. I never would have gone to a big crowd like that. Go ahead.
Mi nome è Pat, come città di Volterra, Pisa. E non c'è mai una distanza, vale 5 mattinali di 17, questa è
mia. Se solo Giancarlo e basta. Questa è la situazione, Pietro.
Kilo Radio Charlie, okay, to Radio Zulu.
Yeah,
Jerry. All right, yeah, real time. Thanks for picking up the call. Now, you 5-7 on the signal, Phil, Illinois. Jerry, this is Don Delta, Optimal Member. Yeah, OK2 RZ, K9KRC, 5-7 Illinois, over.
Roger,
Don. That is King Charlie 9 King Radio Charlie. Thanks for the 5-7 from Illinois, and very pleased to meet you for the first time, Don. 7-3 and good reaction to you. KC9KRC, okay to Radio Zulu, Czech Republic. Bye-bye, Don.
You must have some really good ears to pick your call up the very first time. I've been sitting here a while. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure. Short contact. You're 5-9 on the peak, so, yeah, you're doing really good. Good to hear you, and we'll put you in the log. We'll try it again. KC9KRC, we're here with Czech Republic, OK2RZ. Yuri, take care. Good to hear you.
Roger, Roger, Don. Thank you very much for the contact. Good luck. King Charlie 9, King Radio Charlie. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Bye-bye, Don. Try again. What's your call again? Is that Kilo Nancy for Victor Alpha Zulu? Is that you, Jeff?
Welcome back. Cruise ships have become a major concern in the fight to stop coronavirus.
I still don't quite get your call. We got a kind of noise here. Is that November 9 Delta X-ray November again? Is that you, Craig? I'll try to confirm it on DQRZ.com for November 9th, Delta X-ray November. Yeah, here we are. I'll confirm it on DQRZ.com. 7-3, let's get you again, Craig. Good luck. Okay, very good. I'm trying to confirm it. 20 meters. Yeah, you're 5 by 5 by 7 now. 57. 5 by 7 and translated QSO again. Yeah, it's already confirmed on the QRZ.com page. Good luck. Thank you. Good morning. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Victor Echo 2 Tango Alpha Echo, Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu. Good morning, thanks for the call. You're 5x7, 57. We are in Czech Republic. Czech Republic, my name is Yeti. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy, Yuri. VE 2 Tango Alpha Echo, Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Tango Alpha Echo, OK to Radio Zulu. Thank you very, very much for a nice report. I'm very pleased to meet you for the first time. That's 73s and good accent. 73s on VE2 Tango Alpha Echo, OK to Radio Zanzibar. Bye-bye. Thank you, good luck. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zanzibar. Bye-bye. 73s, Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Good day, Kilo Germany, Kilowatt Golf again. Kilowatt Germany, Kilo Golf.
November, India.
KT4 Yankee November India. Hope I got it. Good morning. You're 5x7, 57. My name is Yeti. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy, Yuri. Kilo Golf 4 Yankee November India. Ocean Kilo 2 Radio Zulu.
Okay, Yuri.
Hi, you got it, Anthony. You got it okay. KT4YNI, Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu. Roger, Roger, it's affirmative. Thank you very much for a nice report, Anthony. I'm very pleased to meet you for the first time. The WX out is beautiful. The temperature is, 12 degrees C, 12 degrees C, which is something like 55 Fahrenheit.
Quite warm for this season of the year.
And we had a very, very mild winter this year. Thanks for the QSO, Emily. KG4 Yankee Lens India, OK to Radio Zulu.
Okay, Yuri.
Thanks for the info. Have a nice day and hope to hear you further down the lock. Kilo Golf 4 Yankee November India. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Good luck, Ernie.
Roger, Roger. Same to you. KG4Y.
73s. Bye bye. Ocean Kilowatt to Radio Zanzibar. KG4 5 Alpha November Oscar. Good morning, Tom. Good to hear again. You're 5 by 7, 57, Tom.
My name is Ian.
Juliet, India, Romeo, India. Japan, Italy, Radio, Italy, Erie. KG 5 Alpha Nancy Ocean. Ocean Kilo 2, Radio Zulu. I found you in my log in February, but last year, the 27th of February 2019, here on 20 meters, with my special call, or 100 ZH, and with my regular call, last time I was spoken in March, but 2 years ago, in March of 2018, always on 20 sideband. Pleased to hear you again, Tom. I'm using a Y-Yagi, a temporary antenna, 5-element Y-Yagi at about 60 feet and 1 kilowatt. Thanks for the QSO, Tom. Have a nice day. Good EX. Enjoy the nice time. KG5ANO, OK2RZ. Okay, one United Fox Oscar, unknown flying object. Hi, Willie, good morning, great to hear you. Hope that you, I found you in my log 18 years ago on 10 meters. Hope that's the same operator with the same call after so many years. You're 5x7, 57, name is Yeri. Juliet, India, Radio, India, Yeri. Japan, Italy, Romeo, Italy. How copy? Kilo 1, United Fox Ocean. Is it you, Willie? Okay, 2 hours at. Roger, understand, Bill. Billy, thank you very much. I got it okay now. Thanks for the contact and best 7-3s to you. For the action, Billy. K1 UFO, okay, 2 hours at. Roger, the name is Yeti. Juliet, India, Radio, India. Japan, Italy, Radio, Italy. Yeri, QSL. Roger, Bill. Thank you again. Have a nice day, and hope to hear you further down the lock. K1, unknown flying object, Oscar Kilo 2, Radio Zulu. Bye-bye. Ocean Kilowatt 2, Radio Zanzibar. Kilo Charlie again, Kilo Charlie. Quite light. The Kilo Charlie 2 Golf. Kilo Charlie 2 Germany. Try again. Well, still not quite sure. Kilo Charlie 2 Golf Juliet India. Is that Golf Juliet India? KC2 Golf Japan Zulu. I hope I got your call correct. You're not quite readable. You're 4x5. 4x5, 45. My name is Yin. Juliet, India, Radio, India. Japan, Italy, Radio, Italy. Yiri, from Czech Republic. Kilo Charlie 2 Golf Japan Zulu. Ocean Kilo 2 Radio Zulu. Sorry, Thanks for the contact. Catch you again. Okay. Kilo 2 Radio Zanzibar.
55 Charlie, here 3 Charlie.
Ontario Kilowatt 2 Radio Zanzibar, CQDX. Is that November Juliet 4 Zulu? Is that Roger? Okay, John, good morning. November Juliet 4 Zulu, Ocean Kilo 2 Radio Zulu. Good to hear again, John. Good morning. You're 5x6, 56. My name is Yeri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. Yeri. Nice to hear again, John. Hope you well. NJ4Z, OK to Radio Zulu. Thank you, John. Have a nice day. Best 7 trees to you. Good axing. Ocean Kilowatt 2, Radio Zanzibar. Bye-bye. V7 Japan Echo Radio. Hi, Jim. Very good morning. Long time no here. Hope you well. You are 5 and 8, 58. Very nice sounding West Coast signal. 5 and 8. My name is Yeri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. Yeri. Victor Echo 7, Japan Echo Radio. Ocean Kilo 2, Radio Zulu. V7JER, OK2RZ. Thanks for the nice report, Jim. Thank you very, very much. And since the last QSO we had, unfortunately, I lost my tower with a 20-meter 6-over-6 antenna in March last year. So this time, I'm using a backup antenna, a 5-element wire Yagi. 5-element wire Yagi, 6-pointed to southern part of East Coast, not exactly to your direction. Appreciate the nice report from you, Jim. And, well, sorry about it. Still very, very cold and really unpleasant WX there. Much better here. We do enjoy a beautiful springtime here. 12 degrees C this afternoon. 12 degrees C or 55 Fahrenheit. Quite warm for this season of the year. Bright sunshine, blue sky, and absolutely no snow this winter. Very mild winter without snow. So we are quite happy. Thank you, Jim, for the QSO. 7 threes to you, and good axing. Hope to hear again. VE7JER, OK to Radio Zulu. We'll be right back. that's QSO.
Whiskey 4, Papa Mike Hotel.
P7JER, OK2RZ. A fantastic transmission again. Out for copy, Jimmy. You're building up to S9. Actually, S9, a little bit over S9 here. Beautiful sounding signal. Thanks for all the information, and hopefully you have a chance to say hello much more often, Jim. I tried to put up a new tower, completely new tower, with a new 20 meters antenna this year, I hope. Right now, only a five element Wiley Yagi as a fixed antenna to North America. But not too bad. Seems to be working pretty good. VE7JER, okay, to Radio Zulu. Bye-bye, Jim. Be well. Good luck.
Whiskey 5, Charlie X-Ray Charlie, Mobile, W5 CXP Mobile.
W5 Charlie X-Ray Charlie Mobile, Oscar Kilo 2 Radio Zulu. Good morning, good to hear you. Not very loud, but from Mobile, well, it's pretty good. You're 5x6, 5 and 6. My name is Yiri. Juliet, Italy, Radio Italy.
5 and 9 in Texas.
Japan, Italy, Radio Italy. How copy, Patrick? W5 Charlie X-ray Charlie Mobile. Okay, to Radio Zulu.
You're 5-9, 5-9 into Sulphur Springs, Texas. Sulphur Springs, Texas. How copy?
Roger, Roger. Got your location down there in Texas. Nice signal, Patrick. Have a safe trip. Have a safe trip. 7-3 is Goody Action, Patrick.
7-3, 7-3.
Thank you. Good luck. Oscar Kilo to Radio Zulu. V1 Alpha Tango. Victor Echo 1 Alpha Tango again. I'm calling the Canadian station. Victor Echo 1 again. Victor Echo 1. The Canadian station. QRZ, the station from Canada. Okay, to Radio Zulu again. The station from Canada. VE3 Lima Kilo India. Okay, to Radio Zulu. Good morning. Thanks for the call. Nice signal. It's clear. You're 5 and 9, 59. Name is Yiri. Juliet, India, Radio India. Japan, Italy, Romeo, Italy. Yiri. Victor Echo 3, London Kilo, Italy. Ocean Kilo to Radio Zulu. Roger, Mike. Nice signal from you, and very pleased to meet Hotel for the first time. Very pleased to make your acquaintance. You're 5 and 9, Mike. Nice signal running a kilowatt into a wire Yagi, five element wire Yagi antenna with the apex at 650. Thanks for the report, Mike. And good evening. The 3 Lima Kilo India. OK to Radio Zulu.